Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. I just thank and praise God on today for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast today. I don't take this opportunity for granted at all. I just give God praise and glory on this afternoon to be here. I just give reverence to God who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my God's children. I just thank and praise God on today for being here. In the name of Jesus, we are just thankful this time of year more than any other time. And I thank and praise God for giving me a heart of compassion. You know, I often pray that I want to be like Jesus. I want a heart like Jesus. I want to be holy like Jesus. So I just thank and praise God for this opportunity today, and I thank God today for everything. We're going to get ready to call our worship, our church service to order, our worship service to order now. We're going to have a devotion, testimony, a couple of songs, and then the preach word and altar call. So God bless. I hope God touch each and every one of us and open our hearts and minds up today for this. We just thank and praise him on today. We're going to get ready to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer for our devotion. Amen.
But when you would get close enough, and you could hear him singing an old hymn, and somebody in the corner would strike out and say, I love.
Can I hear you personally?
Patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ears have thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have just read from Psalms 40, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come now just humbly, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be on this radio broadcast. Just thanking you for forgiving me for every known and unknown sin. Just thanking you for an opportunity to repent. I thank you this morning, God, for an opportunity to just say I'm sorry, Lord, and ask your forgiveness and ask you to wash and cleanse me, God, and in the name of Jesus. I just thank you this morning for waking us up and how you watched over us all night last night. And then early this morning, God, you shook me and woke me up and gave me a mind to pray. I just thank you, and I praise your name. I just give you glory on today. I magnify your name today. God, I just ask you right now to bless this radio broadcast, Father. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I come right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, just asking you right now, to bind the strong man from our lives this morning. Bind up the strong man, Father, from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man, Lord, from our families this morning, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give me strength and to bind up the strong man. Give me strength to cast him out and command him to go, in the name of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus, I say go now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come right now, Lord, attacking every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just ask you right now, God, to put him on notice
evict them right now. Bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you today to anoint each and every one of our ears, anoint our eyes, anoint our minds today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to understand your word, may be able to be blessed by your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today, in the name of Jesus, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us, Lord. We need you right now, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, God. I just thank you right now, God. I praise your name right now. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. And I just thank you now, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, God. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. I magnify your name today, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. I just give praise to God. I give praise to God. I just give praise to the Lord on today. He is a mighty good God. I tell you, I don't know if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, where would I be at on today? I don't know where I would be. I just thank God on today. I thank him today. Nobody like God. Nobody like the King of Kings. Nobody like the Shepherd. Nobody like him. I just thank God on today. I give reverence to God now, who is my life. I just want to testify. You know, when God woke me up this morning, my eyes popped open. I just said, thank you, Lord. I thank God. He didn't have to wake me up. He didn't have to do none of that, but I thank God on today. God is such a good God. I give him glory and I give him praise, and I'm in my right mind. I can put my clothes on. I can move my hands, all the activities of my limbs. I thank God on today. I thank God for being 65 years old. Somebody that was born the same year, the same time, I was not here today. And I thank God that he spared my life. I thank God today. So many people dying, but I thank God that he kept me here, that he keeping me, that he covered me. I thank God, and every chance I get, every time I get a chance to praise him and thank him and tell him that I love him, I'm going to do it. Every time I get a chance, every chance I get, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to tell somebody how good he is, because God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I give God praise all the time, all day long, if he allow me to. I thank God. I thank God on today. I just thank him for being who he is in my life. I thank him. I thank him for food, and I thank him for raiment. I thank him for just being Deborah, being me. I thank God. I thank God on today. I'm just so grateful for the things that he do for us and me. I thank God today. So I just give God reverence and praise, and that's my testimony, because God is so good. God is just so good. Y'all know God is good. I don't know about nobody else, but God is good. He good to me. I don't know about nobody else, but God is good to me. And I just thank and praise him on today. Do we have any more testimony? Amen.
Give a reference to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life. Good evening, Apostle Deborah Deans and Edward Deans and everyone in their respectable places. God is so awesome. He is so mighty. I just want to give God praise. On this past week, the Lord blessed us. Well, for this month, starting the beginning of November, God blessed us with a vehicle, and it's not brand new, but the process happened so fast. It was nobody but God, and I just, you know, He just blowed my mind. So, a couple of days ago, they released my income taxes.
Amen.
And you know, it just blew my mind in November. You know, wasn't expecting anything, just moving by faith. God is so amazing. He's so awesome.
Yes,
he just keeps on blessing me. And I just dare us to praise and worship God and to stay in His face and to be obedient to God.
Yes.
And He will open up doors that has closed.
Yes,
He will close doors that are open.
Yes.
But God is so awesome. And I just couldn't let this moment go by without blessing His name. He is awesome. He is a loving God. He is gracious unto us.
Yes,
and I just thank God for His mighty acts, for His grace and mercy. Every day we wake up, He give us a new opportunity to try it over, to do it again, to get it right. And I just thank God for being who He is. He is so awesome. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's a mighty testimony for your obedience. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. God said it. The word of God say obedience is better than sacrifice. When you obey God, when you obey that word, when he said, always have a word ready for whoever acts. When you obey God, hallelujah, God bless your name. He'll bless you. God will bless you. He'll let you know nobody could do this but me. Nobody. God is a great God, a king above every king. God.
Yeah.
That's God. We have any more testimonies on today? Amen. Amen. God is good and He's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Well, we don't have any more testimonies. I'm going to try to play one more song and then we're going to go up to the Word of God and then we're going to have our altar call.
Ghirardelli Luscious Caramel, now in white.
Amen, amen. God's still good. I don't care what the devil try to do. God is still on the throne.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Now I'm fine, but now I'm
To the word of God. I won't be before you long on today. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything that I've done to sin against you, Lord. I ask you to forgive me, and I repent right now, Lord, I'm sorry. I ask you to wash me and cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse my mind, every thought, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to clean my ears that I may hear the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, when he speaks to me today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit increase and speak through me, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful today. I thank you for the word of God. All these things I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving today. You know, I just talked to the Spirit yesterday and to the Lord yesterday and just talked to him about what he wanted me to talk about. And he didn't give me until I stopped trying to find something to talk about. It's when he gave me something to speak on. And I just thank God. I thank God on today. And it's no better thing. It's no better topic than to talk about giving. You know, God is so good. He's just so good. I just thank God on today. He's just so good. And if we just take time to think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our soul will cry out, hallelujah, and thank God for saving us. I thank God on today for all the things that he's done. When I tell you, God is such a mighty, 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 mighty God. When I just can't, you don't know what else to do but thank him. And you can't thank him enough, because you can thank him all day long, and it still wouldn't be enough. It still wouldn't be enough. I'm telling you, because he's been just that good. So many things he done brought us out of. So many times he spared our life. So many times he woke us up. 65 years, 365 days for 65 years. Do you hear me? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? He never left us. Never failed me. Never left me. Never failed me. Not one time. not one time, spared my life so many times. God's so been good to me. He's so been good. I don't care what it looks like. God's been good to us. I don't care if we eat out the trash can. God's still been good to us. When we didn't have nowhere to go, he didn't leave us. We left him. So been good to us. When we were sleeping in our cars and from house to house and I was living down in my car at the Casino Queen and all this kind of stuff. God's so been good to me. Then turn around and had a massive heart attack. Tell me God ain't been good to me. I got so many things to thank and praise God for. God's been good to me. Not only on Thanksgiving, but every day, every time I look around, God is doing something else. Every time I look around, God is blessing me with something else. I just thank God, and when he wakes me up every morning, I just thank him. That's the biggest blessing right there. I thank him. I thank him. That's why I got to testify every chance I get. I used to let those opportunities pass me by. I don't do that anymore. I don't care where I'm at. If somebody say, if you got a testimony, I'm going to be the first one jump up. Because God deserves everything I can say about him. God is good. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. We're going to come from Psalms 95, verse 2. With thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. I try to make a joyful noise. I know I can't sing to man, but I can show enough sing to God. And I can make a joyful noise unto his ear. I don't care what man think when I open my mouth, but I care what God think when I open my mouth. I try to please God with the things that I'm saying. I thank God today. He say, let us come before his presence. When we come before him in prayer, we need to be making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thanksgiving is a very important subject. There's almost every scripture, almost, especially in Psalm, is talking about thanking God. It's scriptures on thanking God, especially in the Old and in the New. The whole entire book of Psalm is talking about praising and thanking God. I thank God for his word, because it put stuff in your heart that you need in there. He know we was going to need this. He know we was going to need this. In Psalms 147, the psalmist says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the heart to our God. Psalms 50 and 14 says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High God. This is just a few of them. It's so many of them. So many of them in the book of Psalms. Just about every one of them is talking about thanking God. You could always go to the Psalms and get a thank you out of it and a praise him out of it. And I thank God on today. I thank God. In the New Testament, it's got all kind of similar verses on Thanksgiving. In Colossians 4 and chapter 4 and verse 2.
which endures believers to continually, earnestly in prayer, be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:20 says to give thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to give thanks always. I don't care what happens. You could just have an accident. And if you still, your eyes still open, you still breathing to thank God, you better thank God. He spared your life. In all things, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. God is good. You see, God sees us as a grateful person when we thank him. That's why I always tell him, I don't take anything for granted that you do for me. I'm so grateful to be able to pray for the men and women, boys and girls. I'm grateful. He could have chose anybody else. But I thank God on today that he allowed me to pray for the men, women, boys, and girls over the earth. I thank him today. I don't take that for granted. God is good. Just like in Luke 17, the ungrateful person that when God cleansed the leper, the 10 lepers, and healed them, and one of the lepers came back to thank God for healing them. You know, I guess Jesus said, where the rest of them at? Just ingrate, just ungrateful. But you know, God see, and he know everything. So he see us just like we are. He see our heart just like they are. So when you ungrateful like that, God know that. He said, 1:13, 10 lepers clean. But where are the 9? Because he healed them. And anytime God heal you, anytime God do anything for you, you ought to be thanking God. We ought to be thanking God. I don't take what he do. He didn't spare my life so many times. He could have took me out when I had that massive heart attack. He could have took me out when I got shot. He could have took me out when I had an accident. He could have took me out so many other times when I almost got shot, when so many other things happened. But, honey, I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop lifting them up. I can't stop doing it. Psalms 104 says it gives you access into God's presence when you be thankful. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. That's 4 and 5. Nobody can illegally enter a fenced property except the gates are open, or enter into a house legally until the doors are open. Thanksgiving, when you thank God, it opens the doors, it opens the gates. When you open your mouth and thank the Lord, he opened the door. He opened the gate, and praise is ushered into his court. When he opened them courts up, when he opened them doors, you full of praise, and praise is ushered in the court. And until you enter into his presence, there is no audience. And if there is no audience, there can't be an answer to the request. But when you go into them courts with praise in your heart, the praises go up and blessings come down. Bless his name today. And when you thank him, you please God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For you, 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 and you, and me. Thanksgiving is the will of God. And when you give him thanks, you pleases him. Grumbling is not God's will. Thanksgiving is God's will. When you give thanks to God, he's pleased with you. That's why Jesus commended the only leper who came to acknowledge and thank him for healing them. And to show, he showed him he appreciated him. He'll show you when he pleased with you. He will let you know when he's pleased with you. In Psalm 69 and 30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. God is magnified. Magnified in the context meaning glorified. When you magnify God, you glorify him. Thanksgiving enables you to magnify or glorify the Lord. He says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. When we give thanks to God, we are magnifying him. We are glorifying him. I say it anyway. I magnify you. I glorify you. David understood this and didn't want to magnify the Lord alone. So he declared and said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together over in Psalm 34 and 3. He said, I want you all to magnify the Lord with me. Luke 1 and 46. My soul magnify the Lord. We have to magnify God. We have to glorify God. The song of praise that Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, sang following the prophetic greeting by her cousin Elizabeth is called the Magnified. Mary began that song by declaring, my soul magnifies the Lord. When you magnify the Lord, he magnifies himself in your life. You cannot glorify God and live in shame. You surely be a partaker of his glory. He said, magnify me. You got to glorify God. Magnify the Lord. God is such a good God. He's such a good God. I'm telling you, he sees us. He knows us. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows exactly what we need. When I tell you God is, and y'all know how much I love God, and I know how much I love God. But we got to show him even the more. We got to do more and more for him. We got to magnify him more and more. We got to go. I don't care if ain't nobody but you and God. Go in your corner. Go in your bathroom. Go in your closet and magnify the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you don't never testify on this radio broadcast, you do it at home. You do it by yourself. Because God, when God called me, he ain't going to call you. When he called you, he ain't. When I got to stand before God, I stand for myself. When you stand before God, you're going to get judged of what you do and not what I do and not what I tell you to do. You're going to get, it's only if you do it and if you don't do it. You're going to get judged for what you do. You got to do the works of God for yourself. You got to stand before God. I don't care what man say. I don't care what woman say. You got to stand by yourself in front of that judgment seat. the throne of God, the judgment seat. You got to stand there for yourself. Please God. Please him and not me. Please God and not me. Thanksgiving brings balance to your spiritual life, especially your prayer life. I can sit there all day. Sometimes I just praise God for 2 and 3 hours. Just give him praise for 2 and 3 hours, nonstop. I wish I could do it for 24 hours because the angels is praising him for all 24 hours, 24/7. They praising them, the cherubim and the cherubim. He don't need my praise, but I want to give him my praise. He will accept it if I give it to him. Even if you can't say a word, down on the inside, you thank God. Give him thanks and praise. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. I hope we all have a thankful heart. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known to God. You got to pray. You got to get in that prayer closet and you got to pray to God. God see you what you're doing, even if you don't go in your prayer closet, even if you're sitting at the kitchen table, you praise God. You thank God for what he's doing. You thank and praise God for what he's putting in your mind. You can lose your mind, but God is keeping you on today. God is keeping us. Nobody is keeping us but God. We can't keep ourselves. God is keeping us. Everything that we do and everything that we say, we got to be on the track of God. We got to be on the track with him. We can't go to the left and go to the right. We got to stay straight on straight street. Because if not, we'll slip and fall. And when you're thinking praise him, it positions you for more blessings. If you thank God for what he's already done for you, you prepare yourself for more from him, for more blessings. Gratitude to God makes you a candidate for more blessings from him. Thanking him and being grateful for what he's already done. Gratitude is the right attitude. Nobody want to bless somebody that's ungrateful. Jeremiah 30, chapter 30, verse 19 and 20 says, then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. That's what God said. That's what he said he'll do. Multiplication and increase follows thanksgiving. Try it today. I dare you to try. I dare you to give God some praise. I dare you to thank God. I dare you on today to be thankful to his name. You have to keep thanking God, and God shall keep increasing and promoting you, magnifying you, elevating you. When Jesus gave thanks before three loaves of bread, seven loaves of bread and three fish, when he starts thanking God and thanking for that, It kept multiplying, and it kept multiplying. And that's what God wants us to do. You take the little $3 that you got in your purse, and you wave the wave offering in the air before the Lord, and you say, thank you, Lord, for these $3. I thank you, Lord, for the $3. And I bet you the next week you're going to have $6 or $9 to wave in the air in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord saying right now, all you got to do is reach up and grab your blessing. God got blessings from the north, the south, the east, and the west. All you got to do is reach up, I tell you, and grab your blessings out of the air. It don't always have to be money. It can be healing and deliverance and being set free. I thank God on today. I thank him today. Just to spend time with God. It don't have to be money for me. I just want to spend time with it. Just time in front of him. God is good. I got to get off of here. God is good. And I just praise him. I bless his name, but this has been such a blessing. He's just been just tied up and tangled up all in my heart all day, all in the pits of my belly all day. I just thank God today. I just can't stop thanking him. God is good. He's good. Nobody like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Not one person. Not one person. I give God praise. And I give him glory on today. When you thank God, it keeps you humble. You know, we all want to stay humble. When you're in a thanking position, we have to keep that position going. We have to keep it up. We can't let it look past and go past us. We got to be always find ourselves in a position of thankfulness. I don't care if you didn't get what you want, but you got what you needed. And you ought to thank God. I don't care if you didn't get what you thought you should have had, but he blessed you with something else. Still be thankful. Even if he didn't bless you with none of it, he know you didn't need. It wasn't good for you. We don't know what's good for us, but God knows. Instead of grumbling and complaining about the little you think you have, get in a position and an attitude of giving thanks, whatever, for whatever it is you got. God can multiply what you have and ensure that it's not just enough, but you have access after you get through doing what you got to do with it. Remember, his name is El Shaddai, the many-breasted God, the all-sufficient God, the God Almighty. We can't forget that, who God is. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We know that. It keeps us humble when we thank God for the things that we have instead of grumbling and complaining all the time. Then you got these proud people that don't want to thank God. Because it doesn't boost their ego. They rather brag and call attention to themselves. It's not possible to be a sincere biblical or Bible person or giver and be proud at the same time. You can't be a believer of God, this great Christian, and have this proud thing. You can't do it. Thanksgiving keeps us humble. And the more you thank God, the more humble you become. Believe me, try it. Believe me, try it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 say the person who wishes to boast should boast only of what the Lord has done. It ain't about us. It's about him. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit proceeds before a fall. Proverbs 16 and 18. And according to Proverbs 29 and 23, it says a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. But your pride, that proud spirit, will keep you low all the time. But when you humble, God will raise you up. He is the lifter up of our head. And I got so many other things to say, but I'm not going to do it today. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And I just thank God on today. That's why every time you hear me on this broadcast, I be thanking and praising God. I know I sound like a broken record sometimes. I don't really care because God just been so good to me. Sometimes when I'm going to my prayer room, I feel like I'm sitting on his lap. I feel like I'm sitting on his lap telling him all about my problems. And he's wiping my tears away. When I can lay my head on his shoulder, don't tell me that God won't do it. He'll wipe every tear away. He'll make you stand when you can't do nothing else but stand. You ought to stand for this word of God. Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east, from the west, and from the north, and from the south. And they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. And they found no city to dwell in. And hungry and thirsty, their souls fainting in them. And then they cried unto the Lord and in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of inhabitation. And all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And I'm telling you today, if you just look back on the cross, when God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross, with thanksgiving in his heart. And he died for us with thanksgiving in his heart. And he know God and the Father wasn't going to leave him in the name of Jesus. He said, let this bitter cup pass me all today. But he went on and he died for you and he died for me on that cross. He could have come down off the cross, but he went on and he surrendered his life. They didn't take it up. He gave it up for you and for me. And I thank God on today that he didn't come down off of the cross. He didn't complain. He didn't have a bad attitude. He just gave up his life in the name of Jesus for you and for me. And I thank God that he did, and that he they pierced him in his side. They planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They spit in his face. They beat him all night long for you and for me. He was whipped with 32 lashes for every disease. I thank God that Jesus died out on Calvary's Hill. And I tell you, that wasn't the end of the story. That God the Father raised him up. He raised him up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. All power in his hand. The power to give us thanksgiving in our heart. I give God praise and glory today. I give God praise and glory. I give him praise for Thanksgiving being in my heart. And I don't care what it is. If it ain't nothing but a glass of water, I thank God for it. And I thank God that I can see him, that I was blind, but now I can see him. I thank God for healing me. I thank God for everything that he do for me. I give God praise today, and I give him glory. I thank God, hallelujah, for the blood that he shed on Calvary for me. I thank God. I say I make it personal. I thank God that he shed his blood for me. I thank God because it's a personal thing. You got to make it personal. You got to let him know that you did it for me and you didn't have to do it. And I thank you for it. If I don't have food, it's been many days I didn't have Thanksgiving meal. It's been many times I didn't have a house to eat in at Thanksgiving. Been many times I was walking and didn't have a at Thanksgiving. Been many times that I had to go and ask somebody for something to eat. It's been many times that he sent somebody to be to feed me. I thank him today. Wasn't even around my family. But I thank God on today that whatever that was, that whoever he sent was my family at that time. I thank God. I thank him today. He taught me so much, and he's still teaching me. I thank God on today. So we all have to thank him and be thankful, not only at Thanksgiving, but every day of our life. Every day he wake us up, we ought to have a Thanksgiving on our lips. We ought to have a praise on our lips. And I give him praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you now. I thank you for this word on today. I thank you for the many, 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 many times you fed me when I didn't have nothing, God. The many, 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 many times I lived out on the street in my car. The many, 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 many times that I didn't have nothing, God. And you was right there, and I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for every experience. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey on today. I thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. I thank you today. I thank you. I thank you how you took care of me. I thank you, Lord. I could have been up talking to a robber, a killer, a murderer, but you let them fed me. You let them took me home and gave me even a key to their house. In the name of Jesus, when I didn't have nowhere to go, God, and you sent the man and woman of God, and in the name of, didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did, and I thank you today, and I'm grateful today, hallelujah, 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 I give you praise, God, and I give you glory, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, hallelujah. I give God praise on today. I don't look like what I've been through. I don't often tell people what I've been through. And this ain't all what I've been through. And probably ain't all that I'm going to go through. But it's by God's power, not by my power, nor by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord that I'm standing. And I thank him today. I don't care what the doctors say. It's God who I put my trust in, and not man. And I give God praise. I give him glory today. Amen, amen. I don't want to hold you too much longer. I was too long on the sermon, but it's okay. I just thank and praise God because he gave it to me. Just like I put it out there, the Holy Ghost gave it to me. And I give God praise on today. So I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I just want you to keep the Thanksgiving in your heart.
Just keep them in your mind, the thanksgiving of God, the things that he's done and what he's going to do, and the things he's already done. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for this word, Father. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless them now. Bless them now. Keep on blessing them. Just bless them with thanksgiving in their heart. Just bless them, God, and keep the families covered in the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. None to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. You know we won't be back until December the 3rd. And even maybe even longer than that, but I'm going to say December the 3rd. We're going to take the rest of the holiday week off and everything. And when I come back, we're going to start getting training to preach. We're going to get some of that training stuff. And I'm going to start allowing you all to say it, to preach. That's what the Lord gave me and gave me just how to do it. And I just thank and praise God. Once a month, somebody going to preach. Once a month or maybe twice a month, a different person, two people can preach on Sunday. And I don't want you to do it till you're ready, but I don't want you to wait and you keep putting it off and putting it off because God wouldn't give it to me if you wasn't ready. So God bless you all. I love you. You all have a blessed holiday and Thanksgiving to God. And we'll be back on December the 3rd. God bless your name. God bless his name. And you all have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ and just say happy holidays, and I was hoping I could talk to you after we get off the broadcast.
Okay, I'll call you, and thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll call you, though, in a few minutes. All right, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a good
evening.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless.